the Superhero Marathon Spectacular.
Mutant Force. Log entry number 4. Submitted by Robert Conway.
August 9th, 1986. After many more grueling exercises, I was told I would soon experience my first test in a real-life confrontation. It seemed there was a crazed mutant who led a team of other mutants that was actually trying to kill Ms. Frost. I was to accompany a few of the other Hellions, the name she gave to us, to intercept them. We left in a limousine in the early afternoon, but our destination was not told to me. All of us Hellions were given code names. There were Jetstream, Cat's Eye, Thunderbird, Empath, and I was codenamed Arcticat. I remember thinking I was really getting the hang of this mutant business. Then, all of a sudden, the car was abruptly stopped. The hood and engine had been crushed to the ground. We all jumped out, except Ms. Frost. I had no idea what to expect. We were on the edges of a huge park, which was mostly grassy with a small forest on the left. I looked up to see three figures who seemed to hover above us. The middle figure was tall and slender and wore a full face mask that only showed his mouth and chin. He looked down on us with a cold and mocking smile and looked truly evil. To his right was a humongous figure. His muscles were larger than any I'd ever seen. Also, his body was covered with a crystal matter of some sort. The figure to the left wore no costume, just street clothes, but was strikingly different. He was bald and had four arms. His bare feet only had three toes. Strange as they were, we outnumbered them. It should have been an easy fight. After a silence that seemed to last forever and increased my already high tension, everything started at once. The two end figures jumped down. Thunderbird and Cat's Eye went for the big one. Jetstream flew up after the still-hovering slender one. And Empath was yelling at me to attack the four-armed figure while he protected Ms. Frost. Hesitating at first, I did what he said. This was my chance to prove myself. As I approached him, he just stood and watched me silently. When I stopped 10 feet away from him, he sized me up and nodded approvingly. I soon lost patience and attacked him. I was surprised to find myself on my back. It only took a few seconds before he had hit me 6 times. I shot a few claws at him, which he easily dodged. In a flash, he picked me up and flipped me over. He was making a fool out of me. A feeling of absolute anger and hate came over me. Catching him by surprise, I shot all 10 claws at his chest, jumped over him, and raked his back with my replaced claws. He no longer fought back. Instead, he fell to his knees and was bleeding badly. Everything became a blurry mess. This bald combatant still said nothing, just looked around with a painful expression. Cat's Eye and Thunderbird were too busy to notice what was happening, and I watched as Jetstream was thrown to the ground hard, remaining motionless. Nothing was working the way it was supposed to. Everything seemed in slow motion. Empath started yelling at me. "Finish him!" he cried. That was when I realized what was going on. Empath controlled my emotions and made me lash out. Could the whole thing be a lie? It wasn't right. I went to the injured foe and supported him in my arms. Then I tore off part of my costume and covered his wounds, applying what I learned in first aid class. I could have easily killed this guy. I never wanted to kill anyone. Was this what Ms. Frost and her Hellions were about? Maybe this band of killer mutants wasn't out to kill Ms. Frost, but the other way around. I had to know. I would rescue this man and listen to his side of the story. "You have made a wise choice," he stated weakly. "I am Kaldin." He smiled and then fell unconscious. "What are you doing, Robert?" Ms. Frost called me telepathically. "You should be fighting or helping Jetstream." "I've injured this man very badly," I thought back. "I know. I saw you lose control. But these men are out to kill me, for heaven's sake."
I'm not so sure that's true. I've got to make sure. Damn it, Robert. Her mental scream almost knocked me over. Don't be so naive. We will talk about this later. She didn't leave room for argument. I looked toward the limousine to see Empath pulled into the air. He began spinning in a wide circle around the hovering figure with the evil smile, still worn proudly on his face. He seemed to be the leader of the group. If I could get his attention, he might see his teammate was hurt and help. Before I got the chance to try, I noticed Cat's Eye headed straight for me. She was fast and pounced before I could get a chance to react. However, I managed to catch her in midair with my right arm and knock her into a tree, but not without cost. Her hind claws had ripped into my side. Cat's Eye, I don't want to fight you, I said. I know Ms. Frost has probably told you I've turned traitor, but I haven't. I think there is more to this than we've been told. I just have to figure things out. My words seemed to calm her down as she pulled herself up. It seemed like she believed me. Just then I heard a rush of air to my left. I looked to see Jetstream flying at full speed directly at me. It's not that easy, Robbie boy. Prepare to be splattered. There was nothing I could do to stop him. I was dead meat. A large body suddenly jumped in front of me and took Jetstream's full impact. The force of the collision knocked them both to the ground, but the Crystal Man got up and turned to face me. He then called up to his teammate who dropped Empath. The Crystal Man, Kaldin, and I were then lifted to his level. You're making a big mistake, Robert, Ms. Frost mind called while my new allies and I left the scene. I remember thinking aloud back to her. Maybe I am, Ms. Frost. Maybe I am.